You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 4. So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" It would have been interesting and good if we could have read the entire Revelation chapter 13, but this is a 5-minute devotion. That's why we just read that verse 4, which is where we want to have our focus. Note that the scripture says, so they worship the dragon who gave authority to the beast. They didn't see the dragon. It was the beast they saw. It was the beast they worshipped. But by worshipping the beast, you are worshipping the dragon. Who you listen to is very important, because it's not just what they are saying that you are receiving. You are receiving their spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Words carry spirit. If you are in Nigeria, you will understand what I'm about to say. One of the things that has fueled the level of corruption in Nigeria are preachers. Many preachers on our pulpit are covetous. They love money, and they now disguise it as prosperity message, and they are preaching it. So people are hearing prosperity message, but what they are receiving is covetous spirit. So we have raised a crop of people that love money, that can do anything for money. So the percentage of corruption in the country is extraordinarily high. You can almost not be able to trust anybody. People who have relatives abroad and are sending money home for somebody to help them with project. In fact, even if the person is a pastor, you will still discover that they may come back home and not find any project on ground. And they were sending money to a pastor. It's so difficult to find some people you can trust with money. And sadly, even in the church. It's important who you listen to, because they are not just telling you doctrines and words. They are conveying their spirit. A man that has the spirit of Christ, a man that has the mind of Christ, will transmit that to you. But a man that loves money, that is what he's going to transmit. It does not matter where you go. If you are listening to a man that loves money, you will end up loving money. He may be a great, he may be a popular big man of God in court. But I'm telling you, what they are transmitting to you is covetousness. When you hear somebody tell you that some of you have four cars, you are already comfortable, but that's not where God is taking you. My God is still going to take you higher. Please, after having four cars, what do you even want to do with four cars? That a preacher is telling you that his God is still going to take you higher. Do you want to sell cars? What do you want to be doing with four cars? It's covetousness. Let me tell you, one of the easiest temptation that preachers fall into is the love of money, is covetousness. That is why there is so much fight and argument with issues that has to do with money. It is not about Jesus. It's about money. And if you keep listening to them, you will buy their spirit. If a man is telling you that you must kill your enemy, you must tell your enemy to die, that man is full of bitterness. And you are going to pick that spirit. You are not going to be a loving person. You are not going to really be a kind person. You are going to be a very bitter and wicked person, because he has communicated that spirit to you. Now look at it. These preachers are preaching a mass. Somebody has a congregation that has 100,000, that can sit 100,000 members, and is feeding them with covetous spirit. What do you think will happen at the end of the day? Look at the spread. Look at the multiplication effect of all of that. They worship the beast, and indirectly, they worshiped the dragon. The dragon gave the beast his power and his authority in the secret. But once you worship the dragon, the beast rather, you are worshiping the dragon. Did you know also, when you worship the Son, you are also worshiping the Father? When you see Jesus, you have seen God. When you see the beast, you have seen Satan. When you worship the beast, you have worshiped Satan. That is how it is. Be careful. There is always a spirit behind everything that you hear. Let me tell you, if you listen to a man that is living a holy life, if you listen to a man that genuinely hates sin and unrighteousness, even if he is not preaching on sin and unrighteousness, you will just notice that You will have a desire to want to please God and live right in the presence of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very important who you listen to. It's very important. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.